we're going to talk about is inspired by a conversation I have with a friend of mine. And here's what happened. We had finished working out together at the gym, and, you know, we headed out. She had a huge smile on her face. And I said, what's going on? She said, I got to tell you, that spinning class is really working for me. She said, you know, I'm not where I want to be yet, but I can feel that it's working. And then this is what she said that made me run off because I couldn't wait to start writing. She said, it's so funny how the smallest results create so much motivation. And literally, that was it. I yelled something like, that's perfect, I have to go, and I took off. I couldn't wait to get home and write about exactly that, how the smallest results create the greatest motivation. And here's the thing that I want you to write down. I'm going to have you write down a whole bunch of stuff, but motivation causes momentum, and momentum can change your life. So here's the next thing I want you to write down. Small results combined together equal huge results. Once again, small results combined together equal huge results. Now, this is completely opposite to what most people's desires are. You know, most people want to get huge results overnight. You know, everybody's looking for the magic pill, for the great leap, you know, the big jump from $1 to $1 million, or going from fat to skinny in 1 month. And, you know, and to be honest, that's a lot of what we're being sold right now. And the reason that we're being sold that is because people, there's this mindset of desperation, I've got to make it happen really fast, and I can't just make it happen. I've got, like, if I want to go big, I need it to be now. Like, I need the thing that's going to save everything, that's going to cure my life. And here's the thing. You guys all know, I believe all of this is possible. You could have everything happen right now. But that doesn't mean the fast way, and I'm a big fan of the fast way, if it's going to last. Fast does not mean that it will last. Now, fast does also not necessarily mean that it won't last, and we're going to talk about that in a second, because I also don't want to give you limiting beliefs that, you know, everything has to take a long time, and that's actually not what I'm saying, because small results can bring you huge results really quickly. What happens is, and the thing that we're going to talk about now, is when you get stuck in that waiting cycle, because you're waiting for the huge thing, for the Hail Mary pass, okay? So, you know, like I said, overnight, sure, it can happen. Things can happen instantaneously. The element that matters here, and we've talked about this a lot, is your belief set. There is a reason that an overwhelming percentage of lottery winners lose all of the money within 5 years. Literally, within 5 years, most lottery winners have none of the money, and quite a few of them are further worse off, are further in debt than they were when they won the lottery. And the reason for that is because their belief set never changed. They got this windfall of cash, but they hadn't changed who they were and what they believed was possible. So because unconsciously they didn't truly believe that it was possible for them to have all that money, unconsciously they did whatever it took to make their lives match their old belief set. So we're not just looking for results here. We're looking to increase your belief set. One of the best ways to do that is by going for small results. And I'm not saying settle. I'm not saying stop at the small results. You know, when people tell you, oh, just, you know, aim for the, you know, I still want you to shoot for the stars. I just want you to realize that you can get there incrementally. And when you do, you're growing your belief set the whole way so that when you finally reach that huge ultimate goal, it can last. So Let's look at that. Let's look at the alternative. So instead of the overnight success concept, let's look at the alternative of advancing up to your ultimate goals one step at a time. Because when you do it that way, you can sustain the results when you get there. And actually, not only can you sustain the results when you get there, but you can grow even further. So, you know, let's use a perfect example of this, aside from the lottery winners, is someone who's on a diet and they go on, like, some crash diet where they completely alter their life. And let's say you go and you lose 50 pounds in 1 month. Chances are good you've made some serious changes to your lifestyle. And chances are also good that those aren't changes that you could maintain for the rest of your life, nor would you probably want to. Okay, so often what happens is, you know, someone will go and lose 50 pounds in 1 month, but then within the year, they, you know, they've gone back to their normal living because that was either crazy, too hard, or it was only meant, you know, however they were living was only meant to be for short term. And by the end of the year, they've ballooned back up to 50 pounds and again, often even more. Whereas, let's take another person who maybe takes 6 months to lose 50 pounds. That's still really fast. And that's the point I want to make here. Going small success at a time, going for small results at a time does not necessarily mean that you're going to be waiting for the rest of your life. Okay, so going back to the person who actually takes 6 months to lose 50 pounds, and they, you know, they do it by slowly changing their lifestyle, how they live. Every time they have a success, it slowly, slightly changes their belief set because it's not such a huge shift in beliefs. It's a small shift in beliefs. So you actually, like, as you do that, as you get these small successes, as you get these small results, your belief set grows. It's like, picture your beliefs as like a balloon, okay? And totally deflated is no beliefs. You're just, you know, that's bottom of the barrel. And as you blow into it, the balloon expands. If you blow into it, tie it off. Now, let's just pretend that it's easy to tie off a balloon and then, you know, open it again. If you blow into it, tie it off, and then, I don't know, 10 minutes later, come back and blow into it again and tie it off, the balloon is incrementally expanding. If you just sit there and you blow 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 really hard and you almost pass out and you don't tie it off, a couple of things might happen. Either the balloon explodes or you get it full and then it's too full and your fingers can't hold on to it anymore and all the air comes flying out and you're back to zero. See, that's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid all the up-down. Okay, so going back to that, the 6 months to lose 50 pounds, okay, so she, you know, this person is blowing into the balloon. Every 2 pounds that comes off, her inner thermostat resets so that her belief set is 2 pounds lighter, and it keeps going from there. So that 6 months in, when she's lost that 50 pounds, she actually believes that about herself. Consciously, she is actually going to stay like that, and if she needs to lose more weight, is going to be able to go from there. It's like she set a new starting point, a new baseline. So I'm going to ask you this. Which scenario would you want? The instant 50 pounds off where you find yourself a year later with the 50 pounds plus back, or taking 6 months to lose the 50 pounds, but you keep it off forever? I mean, the answer is obvious, but we forget this when we're faced with stuff in our own life, and we want the instant fix. And a lot of the reason that we often want the instant fix is because we've been waiting for it for so long. We've been waiting for that thing that's going to come in and save us for so long that it's now been years of us wanting the same thing. So, of course, we want the thing, because overnight, that's no longer even a concept. So now we just want it now because we've been waiting so long. And what I'm going to show you is how to stop waiting and how to start moving. And that's actually what I want to talk about now. I know some of you are holding off on taking any action towards something that you want right now because the impulse is to say to yourself, and I get this. Sorry, it's very windy in California, and so there's lots of sirens. So anyway, going back, I know some of you are holding off on taking action, and I get this, I completely get it, but it's because the impulse is to say to yourself, okay, well, I have to wait to do this or that, you know, whatever it is, until such and such happens. I have to wait to do that. I have to wait to start putting that into play in my life until a certain thing happens, until I have more time, until I have more money, until I have a different situation, whatever it is. And what I'll tell you is that if you're waiting to take action on something that you would prefer to take action on now, if you feel like you have to wait, it's because you're looking at something that is too many. It's a million small steps from where you are. It's because you're waiting for, you know, to go from $1 to $1 million or, you know, waiting to have the thing that's going to allow you to lose 50 pounds in 1 month. Because there's always a way that you can start now, and it does not have to be big. It has to, in fact, it has to be small. And I understand the fear. I've already addressed it a couple times, but I'm going to keep saying it. I understand that it feels like taking small steps will take forever. So, you know, you might as well wait until you're ready to really just devote your entire life to taking the big leap. No. And that used to be me. So, you know, I get this. And there is no judgment. If this is you right now, there is no judgment from me about that, and there shouldn't be from you about it. It makes sense. But the only thing that comes from that way of thinking is more waiting. Now, on the other hand, when you're willing to take the small steps, you start moving. And here's what I want to be clear about. Endless waiting means never. Means that is never going to happen. Small movements mean soon. And it really, truly does mean sooner rather than later. Because trust me, small steps multiply quickly, and they speed up your momentum. What's the first thing I said to you? The smallest results create the greatest motivation, and motivation creates momentum. Momentum changes your life. Momentum changes your life by changing your belief set. So your job right now is to look for the small steps. Look for the small steps that you can multiply so that you can speed up your momentum. Because you'll be surprised at how quickly you will actually get where you want to go. And further than that, you know, the person that you'll become along the way and how you'll increase your belief set along the way. I mean, all of that. Because all of that's going to allow you to grow faster than you actually think is possible with small steps. But it's also going to allow you to maintain the success that you achieve and have that success become a new baseline that allows you to grow from there. So what I want to talk about right now is how you can get yourself, because I know from a lot of the emails I get and things like that, I know a lot of you are defeated. I know a lot of you are frustrated. You know, you're really living at that frustration level of existence. And what I want to help you do is shift to the fulfillment level. And I talk about levels all the time. But typically, you know, any of you know this, I talk about levels in terms of advancing to your ultimate vision one level at a time. So, you know, how do I move myself to the next level, that sort of thing. It's also important for us to look at the levels that are sabotaging our results. Because there are levels of disappointment. There are levels of frustration. There are levels of anger. There are levels of resistance. And just as important as it is to look at, okay, this is where I want to go in my life, this is where I am now, and this is how I advance up to it, you also need to go, okay, well, this is where I want to go in my life. These are the levels where I'm holding myself back. I'm in an extreme level of frustration, or I'm an extreme level of anger. Because you can advance those levels too. See, everything's on a spectrum. Okay? And I want to give you good news. And it's not necessarily going to, you know, seem like it. Anything with the word frustration or disappointment in it probably doesn't seem like it's good news, but it is good news. If you're frustrated or disappointed with anything in your life, even if you have been struggling with it for years and years and years and years, the good news is You're just living at the wrong end of the spectrum right now. And it's not even the wrong end, but you're living at the end that you don't want to live at. The good news is you're on the right seesaw. You got to get to the other side. That's it. And here's the deal. Most people try to get themselves out of frustration by forcing themselves to get motivated and by trying to use willpower. And to be really blunt, I mean, that doesn't tend to lead to anything other than more frustration, other than more despair, other than, like, some really fleeting results, but then you get knocked back down and you feel worse about yourself. So I want you to write this down, because there's a sliding scale of success. This is that spectrum of success. Write this down. Write down the words, levels of success. And then I want you to write down the word frustration. That's the level where a lot of you are right now. And if you're not there in every area of your life, you know, I know from the emails you're sending that you're there in at least one area of your life. And if you're not, that's fantastic. But I know that a lot of you are really in large states of frustration. Okay? So that's okay. That's where you are right now. Now, I want you to draw an arrow from frustration and write the word focus. And then from focus, because all we really need to do is shift your focus here, and I'm going to give you how to do it. From focus, I want you to draw an arrow and write fulfillment. Frustration, fulfillment. If you picture a seesaw, frustration is one end, fulfillment is the other, focus is the fulcrum in the middle. Focus is the thing that allows you to take the seesaw and flip it from being down to the frustration side to being to the fulfillment side. It's a small shift in focus from trying to get the biggest results possible at all times to small results. And, I mean, this sound, I had someone say to me when I first was talking about this, so I had the conversation with my friend, I came running home, I wrote about it, I was talking to another friend who I was like, listen, this is what I'm going to be talking about, and he said, what, are you crazy? You're the go big coach, and you're telling people to go small? Really valid point. And the answer to that is yes and no. What I'm doing is telling you to go small so that you can go big. Stick with me here. I'll clear everything up for you. From now on, I want you to look at everything and change your focus to this. This is the question you now ask yourself. So whenever you're feeling defeated, especially when you're feeling defeated, especially when you're feeling frustrated, especially when you're feeling like you're not in control of the situation, that other people are in control, here's the question. Please write this down. Put it on an index card. Put it on your mirror. Put it as a screensaver on your computer. Put it backwards on your forehead so you read it in the morning when you whatever. This is the question, and you're going to be shocked with it because it seems so counter to the concept of Go Big Coach. But I promise you, it's the thing that will bring you to Go Big results. Here's the question. What is the smallest positive result I can create right now? I'll say it again. What is the smallest positive result I can create right now? And obviously I mean that in whatever area you're frustrated with. If you're suddenly feeling despair, frustration, like you're not in control, that's the question you ask yourself. What is the smallest positive result I can create right now? And let's break that down. Smallest. That means, you know, it's a no-brainer. You know you're going to be able to do it. Positive means it's positive. So when we talk about, you know, is something going to move you forward toward what you want or backward, obviously it's going to move you forward. So that's great. Now notice the last part of the question. I can create right now. It's a definite. It's not a maybe. You know you can create it right now. What is the smallest positive result I can create right now? And challenge yourself. I'm not kidding about this, to come up with the smallest result. So when you answer, ask yourself, is that really the smallest result that I can create right now? I want it to be easy. These small results, those are going to create your momentum. The small results are going to change your belief set. They're going to expand your belief balloon. And this is why. I want you to think of the journey from frustration to focus and then ultimately to, you know, how you're going from frustration to fulfillment by shifting that focus. I want you to think of it as an escalator. Right now, you're in the basement. You're at the frustration level. And you need to create small results. It's the little stairs. I'll say it a million times. Small results create motivation. Motivation is what powers that escalator to the next level. Small results. So the question one more time, what is the smallest positive result I can create right now? Now, when I use this with my one-on-one clients, there are two big questions that typically come up with, so I want to address them with you right now so that, you know, as you're doing this, you're not like, wait a minute, and then you have the question and then you stall out, okay? Question number one is this. Well, Kristen, if the results are small, how do I know I'm getting results and, you know, that are positive instead of wasting my time? It's a great question. I mean, we tend to look at things and we go, oh, okay, well, I know things are changing because I had a big benefit. You know, I had a big thing happen. So, you know, how do you assess that what you're doing, that the focus you're giving something, that the actions you're taking, that those are actually getting your results and not just wasting your time? Because I don't want you creating, you know, convincing yourself that something is a positive result that you can create right now just so that you can avoid doing something that's difficult. That's not my point. It's pretty much taking the difficult things and breaking them down into steps that are so small that they don't feel difficult anymore. Okay, so here are the three primary ways for you to assess if you're getting small results that are positive, that are moving you forward. Remember, small results combined together equal huge results. The first way is instinct. My mother always used to say, go with your gut, and that's exactly what I'm passing on to you right now. If you instinctually feel like something is working, even if you don't have proof yet, that's great. That means you're on the right track. There's great power in instinct. That's exactly what my friend was talking about after spinning class. She was basically saying, look, I'm not visibly seeing results yet, but I can feel it working. She knew it was working. She couldn't visibly see any difference yet, but she could feel it was working. What did that cause? Motivation. What was that going to cause her to do? Take the class again. What is that going to cause? Her to actually get the big results she's looking for. Now, big side note to that is keep in mind that instinct and hope are not the same things. When you have an instinct about something, there's a certainty that accompanies the feeling. I mean, that's really the only way I can describe it. There is something that feels certain about it, even when you don't have proof. When you're hoping about something, you know, when you're like, ooh, I hope this is the thing that's going to work. Mm-hmm. There's a question mark attached to it. That's what I want you to be wary of. Because often, hope is attached to the bigger things, the Hail Marys, the trying to go from a dollar to a million. Like, oh, I hope this is the thing. Okay? So I really want you to pay attention. Is it instinct or is it hope? And that's how you can tell the difference. The second primary way for you to assess if the small results you're getting are positive results and moving you toward what you want is by measuring your results. I mean, all results can be measured. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. Typically, I suggest trying to find more than one way to measure them. You need measurable results, but if you have more than one way to measure them, you're going to have that much more of an accurate reading on if something's working and moving you positively toward what you want. Let me use weight loss as an example for this. Most people measure their weight loss by jumping on a scale. Well, if you've ever, you know, been into this sort of thing, you also know that jumping on a scale is great, but you need to take measurements. You could even take body fat measurements. There's a whole bunch of stuff that, because sometimes the scale doesn't budge, but you've dropped an inch in your thighs. Well, if you're just going off the scale measurement, you're not going to know that. You might then get frustrated. You might think it's not working when it is. Likewise, your measurements might not change, but the scale might drop. Your weight might change, or your body fat might change. See, without all that information, you might give up on something that's actually working. So, you need to measure your results, and in any way possible, and this is with all your areas of your life, the best measurements, the most accurate measurements, the most accurate way of figuring out if, you know, the measurements that you're getting are pointing you toward, yes, this is bringing me positive results and moving me toward what I desire, is by having one, more than one, two, three, whatever. I mean, don't go crazy. But if you can have two or three ways to measure your results, that's going to give you the best view of the full picture, because that's what you want. You want the full picture. Okay? And once you decide how you'll measure your results and you look for multiple ways to do so, that takes us to the third primary way for you to assess if the results that you're getting, if the small results that you're getting are positive and moving you toward what you want. And that is awareness and evaluation. And this is huge. I'm going to say this 30 times in a row. Not really. Awareness and evaluation minus ego and judgment. Minus ego and judgment. You have to, as much as humanly possible, have an awareness and be ready to evaluate your results and your progress and take out your ego and take out your judgment. If something's not working, don't waste your time beating yourself up about it. Just decide what you're going to change. So you have to set aside time to evaluate, to look at your measurables, and to assess. And this is key. Please write this down. Please listen to me here loud and clear. You cannot assess every single day. For most things, you want to look at your measurables once a week at the, I mean, that's the most that you want to look at it. Once a month is typically what I suggest. And this goes for everything. This is money, weight loss, normally you want to do once a week. You know, relationships, business movement, anything. If you assess too often, you're actually going to thwart your own success because things will, they have a natural up and down. And if you assess it during a good point, well, that's great. You're going to be motivated to continue. If you assess it during a bad point, you're going to, you know, be defeated and stop. So we want to make sure, and not only that, you typically want to evaluate and assess at, you know, at a similar, with the similar climate, with similar elements. So, for instance, best way to explain this is, again, with weight loss, you would want to assess once a week or once every 2 weeks. You would want to measure and weigh yourself on the same exact day, in the same exact place, in the same way, you know, not one time with clothes and one time without clothes, you know, same elements. You need to have a whole bunch of constants so that you can see the variables that you're putting in there, which ones are working. Same thing with money. You know, set your goals and then take those small steps and assess. I would recommend either once every 2 weeks. I really would recommend once a month. But everybody is different. You need what you need, but please don't do more than once a week. And that's not putting your head in the sand. Okay, now let's move on to the second question that I get when it comes to this approach. The question is, Kristen, how do I set myself up to get small results that result in huge results? You know, so what are the things that I can do to make sure? The first thing, and there are four ways that we'll talk about here, the first one is set mileposts. Your brain needs mileposts to keep your momentum going. Think about it this way. If you were going to run a marathon, you wouldn't just start running and not look at any of the mile markers. Because if you didn't know where you were, you'd start to slump. There are essential things that our brains need to cultivate the right mindset so that we keep going toward our goal. And without mileposts, you feel like you're floating with no way of knowing where you are, how close you are to your goal, what you need to do to push to get there. So set up some mileposts for yourself. You don't have to have them have a time limit on them. You know, you can just have them be, okay, well, this is when I know I check in and I know things are working. I know everything that I'm doing is working because I've reached this. And then what's the next milepost? And what's the next one? This is how you advance up to the goals that you have. The second way that you know you're setting yourself up to get the small results that result in huge results is by always asking yourself that question that I gave you. What is the smallest positive result I can create right now? And remember, once you answer that question, you have to do one of two things. Either take immediate action or schedule that action and then follow through on taking it. Otherwise, you can answer that question all day long, but if you don't schedule the action and follow through, it's not going to matter because you're not actually taking action. The third thing that you do to make sure you're getting small results that result in huge results is write this down. Ask, act, rinse, repeat. Ask, act, rinse, repeat. Once you ask yourself the question, what's the smallest positive result I can create right now, then you take action, and then you do it again. Once you know you will achieve the smallest positive result you set for yourself, you ask yourself the question again and again. So that's the rinse and repeat part. That's how you keep moving. That's how you string together these small successes to create the huge results. And the fourth thing, the fourth way that you know you're setting yourself up to get the small results that result in huge results is by setting aside time to evaluate. So I've told you to evaluate. That's great. You need to set aside the time to do it. So, yes, we already talked about this, but let me say it again. It has to be minus your ego and judgment. Set aside time to evaluate, to look at your measurables and assess them. And remember, you can't do this every single day. Not only that, you want to be very aware of what are the variables. If you try 10 new things at once to try to get more money, you better have some things in place so that you know which ones are working. Or, preferably, you'd put one or two in place at a time. Same thing. If you're trying to get in really great shape and you completely mix up your entire life, how are you going to know which of those things is working? See, we want to, you know, go back to that thing that we've talked about of minimum effort for the maximum desired result. And the way you do that is by adding one element. Likewise, if something is really not working in your life, you know, you can assume all you want that you know what it is, but a great way to really, truly figure it out is you change only one element at a time to figure it out. Now, I don't mean change it for, you know, months on end. That would be an endless process. Let me give you a good example, and you can use this either way. Another friend of mine who's a dancer started having serious feet problems. She went to a doctor. He said, oh, that's, you know, years ago, you must have broken your foot when you were doing a show. She said, okay, but why did this suddenly happen? Well, she had suddenly started to take multiple ballet classes again in a week. She had also gotten a new pair of sneakers, and that doctor gave her inner soles to wear in those sneakers. She got to the point where she could barely walk. Now you tell me which of those things was causing the problem. There's no way of knowing because they all started at the same time. Now that's okay. But what would not solve the situation is by then stopping all of them at the same time. So she went backwards. She thought, okay, well, the easiest thing for me to stop is I'm taking the inner soles out of the sneakers. She started to notice a huge difference in the pain. See, what she could have done is gone, I'm not taking ballet class anymore. But if that's not the thing that's causing the problem's going to remain, and then you're going to think it's more elements than it is. So when something's working, fantastic. If you want to add something to it, know what that is and make sure you've set up ways for you to be able to measure that success. When something stops working, likewise, you only pull off of one thing. You're only going to, it's like doing a science experiment. You have to have the constant and the variable. Okay? So that's huge. So set mileposts. Always ask yourself, what's the smallest positive result I can create right now? Ask, act, rinse, repeat, and then set aside the time to evaluate. Listen, there is so much you can achieve in every area of your life, no matter what your life looks like right now. But you have to get out of the win the lottery or, you know, this will fix everything mindset and start taking small steps. Start looking for the smallest possible positive result that you can create right now. Because small steps and small results create motivation. Motivation creates the momentum you need to have you stop waiting, to grow your belief set, and start traveling from the frustration level to the fulfillment level. So shift your focus right now to what is the smallest positive result I can get right now. When you do, you will start to change your belief set so that when you string together a series of small results, you won't just achieve the huge results, but you will be able to maintain it. You'll be the person that you need to be to maintain it and to grow it. You will have that belief set. Because I'm not here, and I assume that you're not here, because we want to create flash-in-the-pan results. We want ultimate, balanced, lasting success, and I know you can have it. And you know somewhere in you that you can have it or you wouldn't be here. Get out of the fear that taking small steps is going to take, you know, forever for you to get the results that you're looking for. And actually just commit to taking the small steps. Yes, you need to make sure you're assessing that they are positive steps, that they are moving you toward what you want. I don't want you taking a whole bunch of small steps that are just there to distract you from doing the things that will push your comfort zone. And small steps can still push your comfort zone. I am a big fan of pushing your comfort zone. But right now, you know, I used to have a friend that I was doing a show with, and he would go to the gym. You know, he'd feel like he gained some weight. He'd go to the gym, and the next day, he'd be looking in the mirror. After a hard workout, he'd be looking in the mirror, and I could see in his eyes that there was that thing in him that expected his body to be completely different by the next day. That's the mindset we need to shift. If you're willing to be a little patient, you won't have to be as patient as you thought you would need to be. That I can promise you. But we have to grow your belief set, and this is the best way I know to do that. Okay, so this is what I want you to do. Until the next call, I really want you to focus on that question, repeatedly asking yourself that question for every area of your life. What it also does is it gives you a sense of control back. So if you're someone that you're feeling like a lot of other people are in control and people are pulling at you left and right, well, they're going to do that. But if you're focused on what's the smallest positive result that I can create right now, then they can pull, but you're still moving forward. Even if you get pulled, you're still moving forward. Really focus on what we talked about. So, you know, the whole point of these calls is to give you a focus for the next 30 days. So you don't have to worry about anything else. Right now, all you're worrying about is what is the smallest positive result I can create right now. And rinse and repeat. All right, so until the next time, you keep going with this. You're extraordinary. I can't say that enough. And keep going big.
Hey, it's Kristen, and thank you so much for joining me on this call. Now, I do have one more exercise that I want you to do, but before I do, I want to tell you a little bit about my favorite part of the call, and this is typically what we would go into at this point, and that's the question and answer part. And what that means is, if you have a question for me, any question at all about what you might feel is holding you back or what you're struggling with or a specific roadblock or challenge you're having, that's what I'm there for. I am there to help you turn your roadblocks into speed bumps. So whether you ask me the questions live or whether you email them in, I absolutely guarantee that I will answer the questions that I receive. And I'll stick around on the call as long as that takes. That's my commitment to you. So this is what I want you to do. This is the exercise that I want you to do right now. I want you to think about this because this is a really important question. If you could ask me any question right now, if you could literally right now raise your hand and say, Kristen, I need your help with this. This is the challenge I'm having. What would that question be? What is it that you need help with to allow you to blast through whatever is between you and your ideal life? Really think about it. Write it down. Because here's what I'm going to do. I want you to go to www.gobigcoach.com/special.html. Again, that's www.gobigcoach.com/special.html. And I want you to look there because what I'm doing is I'm allowing you to become a VIP member for only $4.95 for the first month. What that allows you to do is get in there, fully experience the first month for literally less than it costs to get, you know, a fancy cup of coffee. And it's fully guaranteed. So if at the end of it you're like, meh, I don't know, this wasn't for me, or no, I'm really not going to take action, well, then just let us know and we'll give you your $4.95 back. But I want you to be able to ask me your question. Go to www.gobigcoach.com/special.html, become a VIP member, but I want you to promise me that you will ask me your question so that I can answer it on the next call. Can you promise me that? If you said, yes, Kristen, I promise I will ask you my question, then I can't wait to work with you. You know, go to gobigcoach.com/special.html and let's get started now. I know you can have everything you desire, and I know I can help you get there. You're absolutely extraordinary. I'm excited to have been able to share this free call with you, and I'm excited to be able to help you along your journey. I'm excited to help you achieve things that you only dreamed were possible. So I'll talk to you on the next call. I'll be there ready to answer your question. And until then, go big.